whiz sandwich is the kind of a sandwich where you have two slices of bread and you wish you had some meat. Ball, ball, ball.
I just go Sanford and Son about that. It's just weird.
Well then, this is the perfect pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer podcast is what it is.
What?
That's what it is.
Nobody's ever told me that.
You're here. We're warning you.
Oh, we're warning you
this
now.
This isn't a knitting show.
Damn it.
Underwater basket.
We don't cater to hookers on this show.
Well.
Those are people that knit.
Oh, okay. No, we don't.
Yes, we all knew that, obviously.
Yeah, that's all I did. I'm down at Swatches all the time. Knitting Swatches. My ass off.
Yes.
Swatches on Bullard and West.
Oh.
For all your knitting needs.
Hey.
I am Mikey.
I am Nick.
And I'm Matt, the bearded knitter.
Yay.
Yay.
We're back together again.
Yeah.
We've been having off shows. One, somebody's always missing. Finally together again.
I may be missing right now.
It's possible.
It cannot confirm nor deny.
But we're here. We're going to talk about craft beer for possibly over an hour. Approved by Perfect Pour listeners.
Yeah. You keep listening, we'll keep feeding you.
But maybe not. Maybe just 10 minutes.
And I'm good.
And that's enough beer for me. Pre-show beers. We had some new stuff to us. Tokyo Black Porter, the courtesy of the Bearded Brewer via San Diego trip.
Yeah, so that
approved.
That was a beer that probably came over on a boat.
Yeah, traveled across the ocean to get to our podcast. It's from what's a brewer called? Yoho.
Yoho Brewing from Nano, Japan. It was Yoho Brewing from Nagano, Japan.
Not going to go there anymore.
But imported into Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
Which I think Atlanta, Georgia makes glass bottle Cokes.
Seems like, seems like that would not be the place to come through Atlanta from Japan.
not the craft beer mecca you think of?
No, just like it's on the other side of the country. Okay, we think maybe a West Coast... somebody on the West Coast would import it?
Damn.
All right.
That's true.
I guess they got confused.
Took the extra long boat ride.
Yeah. That and they went to the Panama Canal.
They forgot to turn right at Albuquerque?
Yep.
Yeah. Oops.
Dock.
It's getting colder.
Well, you guys like that one.
I dug it.
Porter fans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dug it. It was something. There's something different in it that... I'm not used to in a porter, and I don't know. I can't pick it out, but there's something in there different.
Wood. It's made out of wood.
It does have a little wood note to it.
But it does say that it's like an American. They tried to do an American porter.
American.
Good point. First Asian. Not the first Asian craft beer.
A Japanese beer trying to do an American porter.
No, I don't.
I had the Hitachino espresso before, but never on the show.
Could you guys have this with sushi?
No.
I mean, you're always used to light.
I would
ale-y pilsner-y beers.
I would go some miso, some soup. Yeah, soup and a stout. I can do that.
Soup and a stout. I would go teriyaki. Get the sweet teriyaki sauce with the stout.
Yeah, because that's what's frustrating is. Producer Becky likes the sushi, and I've gotten to a point where I can... there's some rules I'm into. Not everything, but there are definitely some good rolls out there.
See,
California roll at Edoya, that is damn good.
Oh, anything Edoya does.
Yeah, but...
Kirin, Ichiban.
Yeah, it's just Ichiban. The problem is you're just stuck with Asian beers.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Which, it was fine before, but now I'm just like, I want... give me a craft Asian beer, then.
No, I still order the Kirin every time we go to Japanese.
Yeah, I do order the Kieran too, but
yeah,
it's like I usually have not the Kieran. I have the Kieran when I'm at Tokyo Garden, but when I'm at like Edoya or something else, I usually
probably
have,
Sapporo.
No, not no. Sapporo.
Asahi.
Asahi.
Asahi. Yeah.
They have a black beer actually.
They do.
Yeah, Asahi Black. It's not.
I wonder if the
everywhere
have it at Edoya though. I don't know.
No, I don't think they do. Who does though? Where were we?
Who does?
Sakanaya I think has it, and the one bearded brewer always frequents.
Oishi. They typically have that. Yeah.
Oishi.
And Central Fish. You can buy it at Central Fish in six packs.
Well, I don't care about that.
Okay.
Just when I'm at a place, you know.
Wow. Yeah.
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 Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had from, this is popping up in town now, from Sismontane Brewing Company down in SoCal in this San Juan Capistrano area. Their IPA, their Coulter IPA. That was really, I don't know what to think about it. It was
lemon scented disinfectant.
Did not dig.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy. I don't know. I didn't feel it was bad. It was just, there's a flavor. I guess you guys are saying it's like Lemon Pledge flavor that wasn't hitting.
Soapy.
I mean, I think it would go good with some garlic fries, but that would kind of mask everything that was going on there.
Side note, what wouldn't go good with garlic fries?
Oh. Yeah. More garlic fries?
More garlic fries.
I like to pair these garlic fries with garlic fries.
Yes.
So there you go. That's the pre beers. And now...
Ben Godfrey.
We have...
No, wait. Too early. Sorry.
Going around the podcast table from left to right of your podcast dial. Marin Bruco.
I need Mikey to out there.
No, the what?
Peter Brewer did not pass the beer down.
He bogarted that joint.
Yeah, you have to remember this is
like
all
the circle from the 70s show, only it's with beer.
Mm-hmm. You have to remember this is all audio, so you have to speak what you need me to do.
The grabby hand gesture does not work, huh?
Nope. I never took pointing class in high school.
Oh, you should have taken that at Fresno City, dude. Easy 2 credits, yeah. 2 units. Yes.
Easier than archery, which I know from experience.
They did have archery. I took golf.
Oh, see?
That was tight.
We had to shoot things.
Marin Bruco's San Quentin's Breakout Stout.
Breakout.
Get it? Because San Quentin's a prison and Marin. Breakout Stout.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be a jailbreak tonight.
It is a 7% stout.
There's a little something going on in there.
What do you stout boys think of this?
There's like a like
just
a,
hoppy and
that smells good.
I don't know. I'm getting
I think
like
you'll
a
like it.
I'm getting like a graham crackery chocolatey thing going on. Roasted barley.
Yeah,
there we go.
That.
Roasted barley. So a toasted note.
Mm-hmm.
That's me sniffing my glass for all of you.
Deep roasted flavor.
S'mores without the marshmallow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without the sweetness. Well, unlike campfire stout, which is all sweetness.
They're not hiding much here. It says, deep roasted flavors come from the use of roasted barley. They just kind of just said, there it is.
Hey, roasted barley. That's where you're getting at, okay?
Roasted is the key word here.
That's like a nice coffee smell to it, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like a cold coffee.
Mm-hmm. But not coffee taste.
No.
Coffee smell.
This is the first time you guys
have
this one?
So more like the bean aisle.
Yeah.
Walking through the bean aisle.
Yeah.
And wafting.
A roasted bean.
First. I'm happy Marin Bruco is now fairly prevalent in town.
I think that was because they was do good that, beer.
Was that Randy that's bringing that?
Yeah. Delta.
Yeah, Delta Pacific.
Yeah.
Thank you, Delta.
I don't know. I don't care much for their labels, but they make decent beer. That's my
their labels,
beef.
I don't have a problem with them. They don't.
They're a little on the traditional side.
They don't excite me at all. But I also don't have a problem with
them. I don't know. Maybe they could just like even if it's like the same styling, but just not as busy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I see stout, and that's where I stop reading.
you gotta look at it two or three times to read it all.
Yeah. So
there you go, Marine Crew. Maybe a rebranding.
Yeah.
You're welcome. The most badass of all the labels with the black and the red.
They have that one out now. That's like $12 or $13 a bottle. That's like a lightning something. It's like a strong ale or something. I'm not sure.
Very strong. I forget
the style, but
it's very strong.
It's like I want to try, but then it's like $11 or something. It's too far for me to go, man. we don't have a revenue stream yet, so
yeah.
One day though,
if somebody would like to donate one.
Yeah. We'll get a Patreon page going one day. One of these days we'll get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a little, right off the bat, those of you hoarding hops out there, brewers, modern times, this is a PSA for modern times, because our friends at Modern Times Brewing, they need number 44 of Equinox hops.
Ooh.
Is that 44 pounds?
Yeah, you got me. 44 pounds. That's what they're trying to say. I was like, number 44?
Oh, yeah, 44.
Yeah, hashtag 44. 44 pounds of Equinox hops. So anyone got that?
That's insane. 44 pounds?
That's
LBs?
Yes and no, but that's just like a case, if you will. I think they're like 50-pound cases that you get.
No, I'm sure it is, but... You know, when we're used to dealing with ounces in homebrew, how much beer are you making?
I never really heard of that hop before, Equinox. Do you guys use that?
That's not that common. The only one that I could think of at the moment in production with Equinox that showcases it would be Knee Deep Brewing with their Equinox IPA. So,
wow. I wonder what kind of hop that one, what kind of flavors that one gets.
Yeah, it might be a newer hybrid or something like that.
So look for a brewer from modern times with Equinox hops, and maybe not.
Yeah, they're starting to get into the hoppies. Some
crazy stuff.
Did you see the teaser from Modern Times about getting distribution?
No, I didn't see that.
What?
They teased a
what this?
Certain...
Tell me this.
So they spun it as, look at our beer sitting beautifully in this tiki-themed store. Tiki-themed store.
Disneyland?
Yes, Disneyland.
What?
Tiki
room on Disneyland, downtown Disney.
That would be awesome, but no. More...
What's that? What's that place in downtown Disney you're talking about?
No, it's not in Disneyland.
No, I know, but like, I just to stop the podcast for a second. In downtown Disney, what's that?
Tiki? Rainforest Cafe.
No,
no,
it's not. It's like it's got the tropical tiki vibe, but it's called something else.
Tropical.
Never mind. Tiki vibe. Somebody right now is yelling through.
Idiots!
Elephant
Trader. Bar? It's like Trader Jan. Trader. Something?
Oh, Trader Vic's.
Trader Vic's. Okay.
No, I don't know. I made that.
I'm like, oh, sure, yeah.
Not no.
Anyway,
Rainforest. No, somebody already said Rainforest Cafe.
Yes,
that's not it. But what was it?
It's Trader Joe's.
Oh,
I think it's Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay.
But see, I'm like, well, San Diego has lots of cool stores
There'll be Modern Times and Trader Joe's.
So can you imagine if this is like a test piece? They're trying to see how well they sell in the store. And so I'm hoping it is Trader Joe's because we have two of them.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if that's how Modern Times got to us?
That'd be sweet.
It's weird. A friend of mine just literally sent a message about how he just picked up a beer from Trader Joe's.
I haven't had that one. We talked about that when it happened, where Firestone was the one making their contract beer, and then it switched to Golden Road. I haven't had that. Awesome. I haven't had that one yet. Have you guys had the
Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
No, I was there a week ago, and I didn't recognize anything that looked like a Golden Road. Because, you know, they always give a hint on the labels. Like back when it was Gordon Biersch, they had the little feather in the medallion on top of the Trader Joe's beers.
Yeah, I've seen that label, and it didn't look like anything like a Golden Road.
Label. Yeah, so they usually give you a little hint of where maybe where it does it's coming somewhere. From.
I need to go down there and get a couple of brown bags from them. They do
mystery beers.
Mystery beers, yeah. They give you a 6-pack of mysteries for like $5 or something like that.
That's a show idea for sure.
Oh, there you go.
I just looked on the Beer Jesus.
The Beer Jesus.
Which he's Phil, the sales rep for Modern Times, and he hasn't given any more details, so.
Oh.
Boo.
Met him. Boo, cool Beer dude. Jesus.
So, yep, that's my dream for the week. That's how we get Modern Times in Fresno.
Right. I know, there's been enough people that go, where do you get all this Modern Times from? And I'm like, it's good beer. They will take a lot of my monies.
I'll take my monies. Mm-hmm. I'll give you lots of it. Have you guys been to the new bottle shop /
Beer for the People?
Yet? Beer nope. for the People? No.
I've not been there yet.
Right.
It looks nice. Yeah.
I'm feeling as a North Fresno.
I kind of creeped it on the social medias, and it looks nice.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
But
I hear things.
So far, every beer I've seen them pour, we've either have it in the fridge or
right. We've there hasn't had been it anything before. Really unique there yet.
Yeah, the craziest thing that there was like we have Curly Wolf or you know the mm-hmm. Barrel House, and I was like we have one of those in the studio.
For did you say Barrel House? Fridge.
Barrel House.
Barrel yeah, House. I
noticed this on the Twitter last time. So
yeah,
definitely. Cheers to them.
Barrel House on the show at some point here.
Yeah.
You, so I noticed that, you know, GABF is coming up, the huge, the Great American Beer Festival in Denver.
Oh, that one.
It's happening in October 2nd through the 4th. It is the big festival.
Yes.
Of the country. Even bigger than Firestone's, which to us here is huge, but.
Yes, but this is also the buffet of beer festivals.
700 breweries. Yes. And I scoured through the list, and I noticed that Dust Bowl is going to be there.
Yep.
Wow.
And then I saw...
Yes. Congratulations.
I saw Sequoia Brewing in the list. And I didn't understand. I was like, does this mean they're Sequoia, our brew pub, local brew pub Sequoia is going to be there? Or is it? Did they screw up Tioga's name?
No, I know Tioga is submitting beers, but I don't think anybody from the company is going.
Hmm. Like, not even to, like, go to the festival?
Mm-mm.
Really?
So, I mean, sometimes we send a couple of brewers. Mike usually
always yeah. goes.
Well, last year it ended up being, like, I think it was Kevin and Forrest.
Well, if they need to send us, we will go for them.
We'll be proxies for...
So just let them know, Bearded Brewer, that we will go
I think
to
like
Denver.
I think it's like if you enter, they give you tickets to the festival and like whatnot, but then you still have to buy plane tickets.
Yeah, well, I'm just expecting Tioga to buy us a plane ticket.
Oh, yeah.
We'll wear shirts.
We'll wear shirts.
That sounds familiar for some reason.
And if anybody talks to us, we'll be like, hey, have you checked out the Tioga one?
Fine. We'll wear pants, too.
Ah, damn it.
Damn it.
That's what it takes to get a free plane ticket.
No shoes, no shirt, but you said nothing about pants, fella.
It sounds like a terrible time. Pants. 700 breweries in Denver for 3 days.
I was around a good, the San Diego, that was about 100 breweries with... About 200 drinking options, and I made it through 20.
So yeah, that's true. It's like
there's that.
Pretty damn hard to get through. I mean, you got to map out where you want to, you know, what ones you want to for sure hit.
No point and shoot, huh?
Yeah. You might, I mean, for us, we would avoid Russian River because we're like, we can't. And it's going to be a long line. You just
know it.
If you're sophisticated enough, you're going past the Pliny line, you're like, I don't need to get in the Pliny line. I love and respect Pliny to the end, but I'm not going to waste my time in the Pliny line.
Beer festivals with Russian River is best related to Disneyland. Well, everybody's watching the parade, you get to the short lines.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, pro tip. So, are we done with that Marin Brew Co?
There's a little bit left in there, but...
get through.
I'm sure we could pop something
pop else. A new beer. Oh, who wants to make the move?
I'm sitting here.
It's a protest. I'm sitting here too. I'm not gonna go get
I'll
a
go
beer.
Drink two while I'm pulling you guys one.
Beer slave.
Beer slave.
How come we don't have a beer slave yet?
Yeah, really. Where's our intern?
Right.
Somebody at Fresno State want an intern
right?
for us?
Mm-hmm.
Please. All our credits.
Hey, credits.
Yeah.
Give you all the credits.
Mm-hmm. We'll listen to KFSR. We'll give you credit.
Yeah, we listen. We do listen to KFSR before we start the show.
What?
KFSR is on the radio, on the speakers in the studio here. Mm-hmm. So come on.
This is not Yakima.
We're gonna lighten it up a little bit. So
Nick,
the
what
downside,
the
upside and the downside to doing a 5-part series, not consecutively, is you tend to forget about anything after beer number two. So I forgot Sierra was doing this idea, the harvest single hop series.
Right.
Completely forgot about it. So beer number three apparently is out. I guess Southern Harvest was beer number two in the series, and the first was the Yakima hops.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as if this was not freaking coincidental enough, this is how much I forgot about it. Mikey, take a look at the bottom of this beer. See what hop is in it.
Oh.
I could not have planned this any better. I could not have planned this at all.
It's Equinox. How did you do that?
I have no freaking clue how that happened.
Magic.
That's why there's no Equinox hops.
Aha!
Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, Sierra Nevada took them all. 100-day IPA. Drink fresh, don't store. Brewed with Equinox.
Yeah, I know.
Hops.
Sierra Nevada's kind of had like a shit show recently with new beers. They're like, here you go.
Third of five beers.
So apparently there's two more to go, but
we drive to whole cone hops and we're always on the hunt for some rare and exciting hop flavors by working directly with Brewmai, blah, blah, blah. So yeah.
That's good.
Drink this IPA fresh. Mm. No shit.
Does it really say no shit? Yeah,
we're gonna
sing a little
6.5 IPA Equinox. So now we're gonna get familiar with the Equinox.
Yeah, as if some beer god in the universe was smiling down upon us.
These guys need to know what Equinox hops are all about. It's a perfect pour.
Pour with vigor.
Ooh. Has some dankiness to it.
Well, we got
some people might... I won't ruin it. There's a... There's another.
Don't ruin it for us, bro.
This has almost a similar characteristic that people say, but I won't.
Yeah. Don't get in my head.
It's dank, bruh.
Don't get in my head. Get out of my head. Don't ruin my profile. Good gravy.
Single, fresh, wet, wild.
Oh, wow.
Sticky, icky.
That is sticky. That's a sticky one. This is similar to the... You sure Equinox isn't in that triple hop DDH you guys have going around, Tioga?
That was Armadillo.
Mm.
Amarillo, actually.
Armadillo.
I mean, they could be similar. I mean, that's not a, you know, too far of a stretch that some hops could be in the same... field of hop politics, if you will.
So this was bottled on July 9th of 2014. So we're just over a month old on this beer. So not absolutely fresh, but not over the 100 days by a long shot.
So we're within parameters.
We're within, so we should be tasting.
King Grossman will not
pretty
get
fresh
us.
Beer. And I bought it in the cold section. I made sure to get this one
nice
in a cold section and kept it cold until now.
Yeah, I went to BevMo the other day, and I haven't been in a while. So I'm like, I'm going to find, you know, I like it when you haven't been to a place in a while. You're like, oh, I'm going to find something weird or new or something. And
you know, it's been a while when you don't recognize any of the cashiers anymore.
Yeah. And it was just kind of, it was just pretty much the same stuff. I'm like, damn it. A wasted Bevmo trip. Wasn't anything particularly exciting.
Is it ever a wasted
trip? Well, no, it wasn't wasted. I bought beer, but.
You will come home with me.
You guys been keeping up at all with the beer shows, the Dark Horse or...
Because of Beards, a lot of people keep telling me to watch Dark Horse.
Yeah, and then just because of Beards.
I was watching a little bit of Brewdogs last night.
Brewdogs!
They were talking... I think they were over in Hawaii or something.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one yet, but...
Yeah, they're in Hawaii. Well, granted, I was intoxicated, so I was halfway paying attention. But they kind of just listed a bunch of the Hawaii breweries, which Maui was included in one of them. And they
got to be.
And they're talking about making beer on the show. So
making beer.
The Dark Horse, man. That is. You got to find that because that is in your wheelhouse. Because those guys are cool. They all take care of their, whenever they think of something to do, they take care of it themselves. The last episode I saw, the owner wanted a new front for the front of the brew house, the tap room / brew house. And they wanted a new facade. Mm-hmm. And the guys that work at the brewery had to go to his property and cut the trees down and make the logs and make the wood and
man.
Had to build the whole facade.
Farm fresh facade, huh?
These are brewery workers that did this, and I don't know how you also know how to make freaking logging and facade, but they figured it out. But there's one episode, Bearded Brewery, you'd love because their bottling line is like it's like an old German bottling line.
I wonder if that's like Mahim or something.
And it's like always breaking down, and they have to, there's a guy. They got a guy that like machine like something. They got a guy. You know, one of the guys, one of the brewers, they got a machine shop to when something goes down, he's got to refabricate something.
And, yeah,
that's a dream come true.
Yeah, there's sometimes in the brewing world where you buy something and it was kind of one of a kind, so you kind of have to re-engineer
things. That's what he has to do. Like something will break down, and he has to they have to shut down while he has to
make it.
Yeah, make it.
Yeah. Even more reason for me to get a machine shop.
Yeah, yeah. There's too many times where something will break at the brewery, and we're like, "Well, where do we go to find parts?" And it's just like, "Well, that never was on that part of the brew." You know, facility that probably belonged to this, but they moved it there to make it do this. So now you'll have to find something to replace it with, and you're just like, damn.
All right. Either buy the right one or continue to fix this one.
Yeah. Yes. But that's just the beauty of, I mean, there's no right or wrong, really. You kind of just make whatever you want.
Yeah. I've been loving those shows, so.
Yeah.
Keep watching.
Yeah. I know it's been a while. I did catch the Brew Dogs where they brewed up in Davis at the...
yeah, that was a great one, though.
That was a pretty good one.
They had the Pope of Foam.
The Pope of Foam. Professor
there at UC Davis. Who basically, I guess pretty much anyone has gone through UC Davis. This is the man who's trained him. And they went through there and went through... They had Bear Republic, one of the guys, brewers from Bear Republic, and then they had... King Grossman, wasn't King Grossman there too?
He was at the end.
At the end,
at the tasting,
right? And there was, then there was another guy from.
He was a retired head brewmaster.
Okay, that's what that guy. That second guy they picked up on the road.
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of unusual for their even for their show the way they did that one.
Was a different.
Got the big RV and.
Yeah, they got a big RV and they're driving it themselves.
Yeah.
At one point, they had to get the Bear Republic guy was driving it. And
yeah.
I was like, really?
This you is not
gonna freaking drive?
Not at all.
Big American party.
That was really cool. And
they did some unique stuff. They were extracting their own lactose sugar.
Oh, yeah.
From the milk.
They're milking cows. And
yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy how, like, how it, they had to do this whole chemical like meth, look like they're making meth process to,
to make on the milk. RV.
Yeah. For the milk style. It's like, really? That's, you got to do all that crap? Forget it. I'm not making a milk style.
I'll just buy it when you guys are done.
Yeah.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah.
I do like how they referenced our podcast.
What? Who? What?
No, just kidding. They did have a segment called The Perfect Pour.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Mm. The Pope of Foam showed them how to do a perfect pour.
And, of course, they over-exaggerated their pours to be, you know, for comic
comedic value. They're like, this is how you do it. And they, you know,
had
two terrible pours. And then he did that. He did. Pope of Foam did do a perfect nail that, without any effort at all, just nailed the pour. You got, you know, you got to do the tilt thing, and then right towards the end, you do it right in the middle, and just get that right amount of agitation, and and it just finishes right at the top of the glass. Nailed
it. Yeah, I was totally taking notes.
Totally.
So, voicemails.
What?
We got them.
Oh. What? What?
There's no streak. We just happen to have voicemails again.
But
it's coming, don't worry.
Yes.
It's happening. We thank you for your voicemails. 559-492-0542. Leave us your craft beer whatnots about the show or about the beer you found in your town or anything, you know. Whatever the hell you want. Get drunk and call us.
I'm in Portland right now, and I'm calling in with a very disappointing experience. I really like what Hair of the Dog seems to offer, and
Hair of the Dog.
My first beer from there was pretty much freaking disgusting.
Because,
well, I had a spread, so it's a bottle conditioned golden ale or strong ale, and it's like 10% alcohol, so I only had it for like 2 months. So it shouldn't have, like, spoiled. And it's not like it was, I didn't heat it up. It's not very hot up here. And, well, anyway, when I poured it in the glass, it was, it, like, noticeably viscous. And all the sediment was suspended. So I described it as, like, having metal particles suspended in motor oil. Because that was the first thing I thought of, and it seemed pretty accurate to me. But I tasted it anyway, like you could really smell the alcohol on it, but I tasted it, and it was just gross. It was really disgusting. And I had to pour it out. I took a couple of drinks, and I just couldn't handle it. And I'm going to try it again, or something else from there, because I don't know that I should just completely discredit them based on one bottle experience, but I'm curious to know if you guys have had anything from them and what it was like. So I'll look out for the next podcast. Adios.
Thank you.
So what are we doing? Was it Carpe Diem Brewery? What was it?
Thank you, Cody.
I think he got the old switcheroo. I think somebody changed the oil in their Volkswagen, put it back in the bottle, but and returned it.
You like those guys, right?
I've had the Adam. I don't remember
you if brought we had one the here. You brought one here.
Before. AD or AT?
AD. Adam. That was actually a brew from the Crazy Palette.
The Crazy Palette.
He brought those for us. I didn't dislike it. I don't think it was like my style.
Mm-hmm.
Like really? Oh my God.
It's not my style.
What am I doing? But there's one that's supposed to be really phenomenal from them.
Mm-hmm.
And that name escapes me. But you'll know it if you saw it. Like, the label's just intense with the color.
Right.
And they always have these, like, old-timey dudes, but they're actually, like, dogs. I think they're dogs dressed up like
Degs.
Degs.
You like Degs?
I like Degs. I need one for me, Matt.
Oh, dogs. Yeah, I like dogs.
I don't know where this is going. I'm just
going. Yule says replica on the side. Desert Eagle 5.0.
Some people are laughing. Other people are like, shut up. So thanks, Cody. And hope I want to hear him back when he tries another one from them.
Yeah, I would give him more shot.
Yeah, I'd give him one more shot.
I would give him one more shot. I do think he just had a bum.
It does sound like a bad bottle.
Yeah.
Like a, something happened when that was bottled.
The one or two I've had were not. They were actually beer. They were not viscous on purpose. So.
And I've seen some stuff like that. I've seen some beers where they've had sediment at the bottom or they've been a bit cloudier than normal. But once in a great while, you'll find like suspended like little spots of in the beer. I've seen those before.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you if it meant much.
Blue Moon does that quite a bit. A
couple weeks ago, we had that bad Sculpin bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Not really sure what happened to it, but it was not a normal Sculpin, and that was wrong with it.
That'd be exactly what he's describing. It has like the little, looks like a constellation in a bottle.
Is that like something? It's like tasted like it got skunked or something, and then you don't know what happened, man.
Magic dust.
Air got in there or something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. More voicemail.
Hey, this is Scotty B. Bruin, and I just got done a couple hours ago, listening to the IPA Day podcast, and I need to clarify something here. I don't use the term ghetto, and I definitely would not use the term ghetto in front of General Sherman. What I said was, good old General Sherman. I know the way I say it might be a little hard to understand. Good old General Sherman. You know, I'm sounding like a good old boy because I am a good old boy, you know. But, yeah, I would never call General Sherman ghetto. Or anything else ghetto for that matter. That's just not me. But anyway, I just wanted to clarify that. But I'm glad you guys had fun with that voicemail. That was the beard one. So I noticed on that episode people were saying, giving their 2 cents on whether or not you should keep it at an hour or go longer. You know, I say aim for 3 hours, Chief.
Dang.
3 hour podcast. That would be the shizniz or whatever kids say nowadays. That would be sick. Yeah, really. 3 hours. And I think you guys should start getting sponsors and stuff and start making money too. You can open your own tap room and bottle shop someday. Perfect Pour tap room and bottle shop.
Gee, I wonder that'd be what awesome. He's referencing.
There's some other podcast thing that's done that, I think. What do they call it? Something network. You know. Anyway, I love what you guys do. Keep doing it and keep growing. That's what I say. Keep growing. All right, take care. Bye.
Thanks, Scotty B.
Damn.
Yeah, he's referencing the session, the Brewing Network.
Those guys.
Those guys. We just got to do it 8 more years and then we can do that.
The Granada.
But yeah,
I still choose to believe you said ghetto.
Yeah, I know ghetto you didn't say ghetto, but ghetto's funnier,
yes.
Scotty.
Yeah, it's for our humor. That's all we care about.
For our humor.
Just a good old boy.
If you call in, I do have to warn you. I don't want to discourage you from calling in, but if you do call in, we're gonna have fun with whatever you do.
Subject to interpretation.
Subject to our own interpretation. Is your voicemails like this one?
Yeah, what's up, Perfect Porch? Craft Trucker here.
Yes.
Just chilling back.
Wait, he's not driving.
is he?
Hey, I haven't been keeping up on the latest podcast. I missed the last one.
Fired.
But fired. I'm just chilling on my day off. Drinking
called
some
it.
Beers, and I stumbled across the W Brewing Company. I just hit my cellar here, and they got the 559 Raven and the 559... CIA, I believe it's Citrus Independence Ale or California Independence Ale, something like that. Very good beers, very good brewery. I'm pretty impressed and pretty stoked there's a new one there in your guys' favorite town, Clovis. So,
Clovis.
Let me know what you guys think, if you guys have sought these out already or not. If not, check them out. Pretty good beers. They're doing good things over there. So, yeah, let me know what you guys think. All right. Cheers. All right. Later.
Thanks, Craft Trucker. To be honest, that is the first time I've heard somebody say something positive about W Brewing.
Yes. Or not, now 559.
We're not haters on the show, so we just leave that one alone. We don't mention him because all we hear is bad stuff and all we experience is bad stuff. But maybe they are turning it around. Are they changing it to 559 Brewing now, or it's still W Brewing?
And maybe it is still W Brewing, but all his bottles are heavily, more heavily labeled with the 559 logo than the W logo that we used to see.
Right.
So I think, I don't know if it's trickery or if he...
It's trickery.
Trickery. But yeah, we're not going to dislike you unless you give us a reason to, basically.
We'll get, maybe time to give them another shot.
Maybe. I have heard the raisin, is it a raisin ale or raisin beer? Is his best one yet.
Okay.
Which it sounded like that's what Kraft Trucker was drinking. Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned raisin.
Something. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. We're going to have to give him another shot, maybe.
Matt's stroking his beard with his glass.
The bearded stroker.
He's bound down.
I'll choose.
Shorted up and drinking. We going to do what they say.
So, do we have any more voicemails? That's what I'm saying.
That's enough voicemails. 559-492-0542. Leave us more voicemails. We like hearing from you, the listener, because your show as much as it is our show.
Aw, how diplomatic of you.
Because you fill in the gaps where we don't know what to say.
Yeah. You give us content, we give you content. There you go. Bing Cod drinking!
Fired up.
What beers have you guys been drinking in the past week that would be of interest to us listeners of The Perfect Pour?
So,
Bearded Brewer!
I've been gone, so I've been caught drinking a lot. From Cascade Brewing, I had their blueberry. That wasn't bad. It went up there with Catacomb, neck and neck, if you will. Boulevard surprised me with a couple of beers.
Aha.
They had their big shareable bottles.
Midwest's own Boulevard Brewing.
They had Kansas Love City. Child number 4, which was a wild.
Love Child.
Sour, a good, good sour. Then they also did an Imperial Stout, also very, very beautiful. Hmm. Didn't expect that from them. From Kern River, we had Just Outstanding. Beautiful IPA. I enjoyed that.
Just outstanding.
I didn't make it to last week's podcast, so I took it Liberty.
You didn't now.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Oh, okay.
Oh, were you working?
Yeah, I was working. And so I took the liberty of enjoying that beer on my own. And from the brewery. Somebody brought in a couple month aged sour in the rye. I forgot how good that beer was.
Oh, nice.
So, nice good old sour from the brewery.
Mikey's pulling a fresh beer as the Bearded Brewer's recapping his week in beer.
Beer.
From Knee Deep. They have a session.
Knee Deep, yeah.
Knee Deep.
Sacramento's own Knee Deep.
They have a sessionable IPA. It's coming in at just under 4%, I think.
Wow.
3 or 4%.
He must have really had to, like, grin his teeth.
It has a very cool name. Art is long, life is short.
Very clever.
Yes. Then from Turd Larry, there's a Kahwea Brewing. They had the Holy Toledo IPA.
Nice.
They're ever
Kahwea from Tulare, man.
Mm-hmm. They're climbing the ladder.
Climbing the local ladder. I like the two things I had. I talked about them on the last show. I like their brown, and that IPA was like really close to being on point.
Mm-hmm.
It was one or two tweaks on that, and that's a really good IPA.
Yep. Then from the good old the Ballast Points. I was over at Jacob's house last night, and he brought out a Sea Monster, which it's been a while since I had one of those, and that was tasting pretty good.
Pretty good.
Last night was Steal the Glass night at Press Box. That I actually went to Press Box because it was Steal the Glass, and it was Sierra Nevada, so I had my Ivan the Great, and I also had Torpedo Pills. Those were good.
Torpedo.
And then the grand finale. We had a little company company policy.
Company policy to have a company party to drink.
Yeah, we had a company party out at one of the fellas' house out in Clovis, and the brewmaster, Kevin Cox, dug out something from his refrigerator.
Ooh.
He brought out a 2006 Sequoia Brewing's Jacob Marley's barley wine.
Damn.
Wow.
From 2000 motherfucking six.
What the hell?
And it was
that's like a local legend bar or beer or something, huh?
Yeah. And it was like bottle number 64 of 200.
Wow.
And to our knowledge, that was like the only and the oldest.
The only one of the series left.
Because if you look at check-ins, it went from 06 to 12. But we couldn't find any check-ins any older than that, so it might have been the oldest.
Wow.
Local barley.
And it is no more.
And now you guys ruined it. It's gone.
Ugh.
You went through your body and it peed out. Peed
right
out.
Yep. Right into the pool.
Yeah.
At that party.
What once was will become again.
And remember to chlorinate the hell out of that pool.
So 8-year old beer, that's
there is pee in this pool.
8-year old beer, that's the second oldest beer I've ever drinking.
Hmm. What was your oldest then?
The Mr. Ephraim Boss swears that I had his first ever homebrew, so that would have been 15 years old.
Yikes.
Oh, what was that like?
It actually tasted pretty good.
Did you die?
Still here.
Oh, okay.
That's why you missed last week. He died.
Now you're back.
Yeah.
Your beard brought you back to life. Mm. Your force beard brought you back to life.
The ghost from Christmas beers past brought him
but
back.
But you, before we get away from you, Bearded Brewer, you were drinking, you were caught drinking with the Mr. Knee Deep. Knee Deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Jeremy came to town for a little tour.
Mm-hmm. And, Fresno tour.
Yeah, so I caught up with him at one of the venues, and that's when I had the artish or art is long and whatnot. And then he
Das Bierhaus.
Yep. And then he made his second stop at the brewery, and we were kind of pulling nails, if you will, and sampling and talking the beer stuff. So.
Yeah. He's all, "This would be great with more hops."
Yeah, no, that's his most common thing to say. It's like, "Oh, this is a good Hefeweizen, but you know, it'd be awesome if you hopped the shit out of it."
All right, I'll try that.
Granted, I kind of went towards Bell's impersonating, Jeremy, but it happens.
Oh, I got a badge.
Ooh. Nick, what kind of badges did you get in the past week?
None in the past week, but as of right now, I got the Rising Sun badge for my check-in for Tokyo
Black. House of the Rising Sun?
In the house.
I don't get that. Right now, by the way, we're passing around the Strand. Read this one, Nick.
So, I'm already digging this better than the last Strand I had.
Yeah.
Atticus. Much like Spartacus, but Atticus.
The 14th Street IPA or something we had before.
Was
something
it
like
was
that.
It an IPA? I remember it being a blonde or something.
I think it was an IPA.
Okay. So one way, or not one way. I could read, people. Our way from grain to glass. Small batch, unfiltered, which seems to be the trend these days for IPAs. Unfiltered IPA.
It was 24th Atticus. Street small batch pale that we had before.
Oh, wow.
That I got from Cost Plus World Market.
World Market.
Well, this one I found.
Speaking of,
I think I got this one at Das Bierhaus.
Oh, okay. So they've expanded beyond the world market.
Huh? Yeah.
Real quick, I want to make an upset moment.
No, upset. Not allowed.
So this San Quentin that we just drank from Marin
Bruco.
Apparently, there's we had the breakdown stout, but apparently there's a breakfast stout. Version of it.
And son bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Why the hell didn't we have
that?
Why
I not one? Have that one?
Why we not have this?
I'd rather have a breakfast.
Talk to Randy.
All right. Anyways, as you were.
He's already on my shit list.
Oh, yeah.
Poop.
Yeah. Talked about that last week.
Mm.
Randy.
Just kidding. I love you, Randy.
Just kidding. I love you.
Bring more beer.
So the strand that we're having right now.
So the strand that we're having right now. Very, very nice.
They're Southern California.
Is it? I think, Central Coast?
Pretty sure they're SoCal. I think I saw Who's Craft.
Ooh, drinking there, at the Strand.
At the actual brewery.
Oh, Torrance, you are correct.
Yeah.
That is very Southern California-ish. Also, a place that builds great Volkswagen engines, Powerhouse in Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you're wondering.
Oh.
I've had one of their engines, and they're actually really good.
Way side note, by the way.
What else have you been drinking? What have you been drinking?
Nothing. I want to go back to World Market. They are now carrying the new version of the Mr. Beer homebrew kits at World Market. They're getting into brewing supplies now. I don't know if you've been there and saw it, but they had like a stack of growlers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't been in there in a few months.
And a small, maybe 750 milliliter growlers with pop tops.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big 64 ounces.
Wow.
And their barware selection has increased too. If you're looking for cool pub glasses and such.
Nice.
Anyways, been caught drinking.
Producer Becky opened that store up. She was the store manager there.
Thanks to her.
That then. River Park store opened up. No longer.
Well, cheers to a friend of mine, Tommy Marquez. He actually took. He's
local musician, Tommy Marquez.
Yeah, he got into Cost Plus as the beer manager. So,
oh, okay,
woo-hoo. He's kind of
things might happen.
Yeah,
and the beer. Oh, now you can influence him.
The first week, he messaged me. He's like, "Hey, I'm going to email corporate and try to get some beers turned on." And it wasn't even a day later. He's like, "Okay, so that happened." And I was like, "Damn," it is like. Not even a first couple of weeks there, he was emailing corporate saying this needs to happen.
Uh-huh. And it did. Boom.
Nice. So,
fucking cheers to Tommy Marquez on that.
So if you know Tommy, he influence him, and he might bring in something at Cost Plus
and
in River Park.
I've seen it. He's been research and development. He's been taking some stuff home and cooling them down and trying them out. So I think he found his niche.
Nice. Good to hear.
So I don't have much of a bin cut drinking. I'm just going to drag this out by needless stories.
More needless stories. It's time for Nick's Needless Story Corner.
So I'm going to fudge this one big time because we've had it before, but never on the show. But Nankasi's Otis.
Yes.
Rediscovered this oatmeal stout.
Great. Nice. Otis Raven.
I think we've actually had the vanilla Otis on here before.
Mm-hmm.
So this is regular Otis, still worth checking out, and it's becoming very regular around here. And decent pricing on it, you know, good hearty six pack for the price.
Yeah, I hear Nankasi is going to be like more
prevalent.
Yeah, what was it? I was hearing about them. Something about them where it was like it was either a Fresno thing where they're going to be more prevalent or just in general.
In general, they're going to make a bigger scene and bigger.
Yeah, but I think we're going to see more Nankasi around
the world. Word has it they're coming to town.
Well, maybe that's what it was. Bearded Brewer was saying something.
I said nothing.
So there was that. And then we had lunch at the newest of the new Westwoods Barbecue.
Oh, okay.
They're going extensive on their craft beer selection, and it looks like most of it's draft too. And they have an up to date menu for now. We'll see how long that lasts.
Mm-hmm.
That's step one. You know, like Yard House, we already know their menu's out of date.
Yeah,
you know half the stuff you order. Oh. Sorry, we don't have that. Oh, yeah. Sorry, try again.
And then
you just end up like, oh, just give me.
They redo it every 6 months. They reinsert
the flyers?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see if Westwoods could keep up. And at first, I was really excited, but then I started to wonder because I had the Sawtooth Unfiltered IPA from Southgate Brewing.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good beer.
Anybody remember them?
Southgate. Man. Sawtooth is good.
Yeah, so I haven't heard anything from them for a while, and this is, I think, the only restaurant I've seen with their beer still on, so I was like, okay, either they're in good with Westwood somehow, like that's the only place they're going to keep their beer, or this is a really old keg.
Yeah.
You know, that's somehow not sold out
it's
yet.
It's been floating around.
They're barely on a 10-barrel system, so they're only so few places because they don't have
the capacity.
Capacity.
Yeah, I get that. But I just haven't heard anything about them for a while, so I was wondering. Well, I'm hoping it was a fresh cake because it tasted good. It had a real amber flavor to it.
No, just what I've heard of them recently is they're actually looking to upgrade from a 10-barrel to a 20-barrel brew system.
So they are still doing stuff.
And they're trying to look at some outdoor seating and possibly expanding the building to make a bigger brew house. So,
which is funny. I've heard a lot of people talk about going up there.
Yeah.
So that's cool. You know, I've heard people going there and still enjoying it. So I know they're active, but as far as their beers coming into Fresno, that was pretty unique. So I got to try theirs.
All right, cool.
On tap.
I know. Didn't look for that at Westwoods.
Yeah. They have two. Yeah, they have two. They have a golden beer. I forget the name of it, but they also have the Sawtooth IPA.
Honey Badger. No, that's the wheat. Honey Badger wheat.
Yeah, it was something along those lines.
Oh, Gold Diggin' Blonde.
Gold Diggin' Blonde. That's
Gold
the one.
Gold Diggin' Blonde.
Very nice. Very
I forgot
brewer.
About that.
Yep. The 99 competitor.
Yeah.
But no, they had a great craft list. They had a pretty extensive list, and they did, they gave three notes about each beer at the end. I don't know if you've seen their menu. They gave the color, a major nose aroma, and a major taste flavor.
Cool.
On each beer. So you kind of know which direction you're going.
Yeah.
They have a cool little cellar area that they have. I think the kegs are hooked up at.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like some wine storage.
Yeah,
and
a lot of wine too.
And I had the barbecue bacon cheeseburger, and that was awesome.
Mm. I've had the ribeye, since we're talking food. Thanks for that. The ribeye sandwich and the California burger, both excellent.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Just saying. Food and beer. The IPA went really well with that burger.
And they have Edison light bulbs, so that's cool.
Yes.
I think that's about all the random things I could point out about the place.
Short shorts on the waitresses.
Oh, yeah.
Just to let you know.
Yeah, good scenery, not just light bulbs.
They got that big Eat Here sign. I'm 41.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they are local. They're a Fresno-based business.
Yeah, it's
business.
A Fresno restaurant tour.
And you got to break out your best flannel shirt.
Yes, this is true. I was very underdressed.
Yes. Flannel shirt town. So that's your Been Caught, Nick?
There was a few more, but I failed to log them in, and my brain is not working for me.
Right. Yep. Typical Perfect Pour. Our brains aren't working.
Brain no work.
I didn't have a huge drinking week. You know, pretty light on the drinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trying to calorie back a little bit.
Yeah, I've upped it to two bike rides a week. I don't know if that's done anything.
Well, it's allowed you to drink more.
Yeah.
Ride more or drink less. You choose.
But I did get it, the Hauptmann.
Oh, nice.
It's Sierra Nevada Hauptmann. I guess it's new.
I've seen it kind of.
It's a 2014 model. And I don't know how it feels like it's new, just came out recently, but I don't know.
That does make me wonder.
Well, it came out a while back.
We're coming up on narwhal season.
Yeah.
Yes, narwhal season.
Oh, yeah, approaching narwhal season.
Yeah, so I wonder if it is time for Optimum or not.
So, I don't know, but it was all right.
Yep.
You know, it's Optimum.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't taste as good as last year's to me, but, you know, it's hard to really freaking reference a year ago Optimum, but... I had a growler of DDH, General Sherman Double Dry Hop from the Bearded Brewer.
Wow. It. 1 week old, because that was IPA day release.
Yeah, I had that
which
before
I got
IPA
to have
day.
The freshest of the fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Had that for Darktown. Bells and I have polished that off ourselves during it. One hour show, that was what we used.
Gulp,
for
gulp, gulp.
Drinking.
Done.
Gulp. And then and I bought a new growler, the big glass growler.
Yeah, he got a 2-liter.
Oh,
yeah.
Tailgate.
Which Russian River kind of has the same style.
It's kind of like Russian Rivers.
But
so now I got all of the Tioga growlers.
My new Barrel House growler is much like that of Dust Bowls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, anybody could have the 64-ounce, the screw top.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah,
is
I don't
like
the screw top, really, because I lose those sometimes.
Yeah.
The tops.
No, I'm worried about that getting thrown out as an average cap.
If you were to open like the catalog of growlers, that would be like third page in where the bargains are. It's like, we just need something with our logo on it and the 64-ounce screw top. That's where it is. And there's a lot better growlers for not even a dollar more.
Nah, I won't knock it, though. It held pressure pretty well. No, it kept it because we had the Barrel House Growler last episode. Mm-hmm. I went another 2 days on it, finishing it off that.
Oh, yeah, and it still session. Held up, huh?
Some of them with the screw top growlers, most of them have the metal cap with the just little plastic lining or maybe nylon or whatever. And those are okay, but I've seen a better cap. Yeah. It is an actual plastic cap.
It's a black plastic cap with a white like infuser built into the inside.
Yeah, and it has like a little, it's a domed infuser. That's that's one of the better caps I've seen.
That one, yeah.
So I think that's where I give them some, all right, we could work with this.
And very reasonable, too.
Anyways, enough of my growler rant.
That was about it. I had a green, I hadn't had a West Coast IPA from Green Flash in a long time.
Nice.
And I was at the beer garden at the nursery.
Gazebo
Garden. Ephraim's, Ephraim was working.
Oh, wow.
And I went for a Sculpin, and he said, and it was a Saturday night, so he said the night before they got cleared out of Sculpin. They just had a run, Sculpin run. So I got the Green Flash Hobby. So that's all I've been drinking. And Ephraim's, that bar's looking good. I heard Bearded Brewer's working over there, putting in a little time over there.
Elbow grease.
At Goldstein's.
Yeah, Goldstein's.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've done some sanding. I've done some spackling, sanding.
See, you could be on Dark Horse Brewing show.
Yeah, no, I figured... When I get idle hands on my second day off, that I could just go down to Goldstein's and put some work in, make myself feel useful,
get some beer payment.
No, that's the best thing.
Trade work for beer.
All the reps are stopping by there right now. It's like, hey, just seeing how you're doing, dropping by some beer, and how's it going? It's like, cool, yeah, whatever, painting.
Painting.
Leave the beer there.
I've got five glasses in front of me.
That was Ben Con drinking. Looking, is there any beers out there right now? Guys looking out for
Still looking out for more Carry On from Golden Road. That was their citrus ale. It was a hopped citrus ale. They don't call it an IPA. They call it a hopped citrus ale. Like a six pack fell off the back of a truck in town, and I have not seen it since.
Mm. Interesting.
There's some. I would love more Beechwood end up in town. Modern Times. We already talked about that. That's it.
Hopefully,
that's it. Bring it.
I want to have. I've been putting it out there, and if there's a beer I want, you just put it out there in the universe, and hopefully, it just finds its way. It's been working okay, so. There's one major beer that we haven't had on the show.
Major.
I don't know that you guys have had. I doubt that you guys have had this, but maybe. I know I haven't had this. The Bell's, the Two Heart IPA. That's like a top five all time beer. That's one we haven't had here.
Have I? I might have. Because the Two Hearted or. Maybe Stuart just keeps talking about it.
Maybe it's just...
It's either I've had it or he just talks about it all the time. It's one of the two.
Does he talk about it favorably, I assume?
Of course.
Of course.
In his beer nerd geeky fashion.
So, somehow, find its way. We're going to have to do a trade with somebody, I guess. Because I see it all over the place.
Right.
On the social media, but not actually in Fresno.
It, from social media to your hands.
So there you go. Looking out for the Bell's Two Hearted.
Mm-hmm.
So, anybody? Anyone? Anyone? No.
Nope. Yep. You're good.
Anything out there you're looking for, Nick?
Not at this very moment.
Right, nope. You blew it, dude.
He's had all the craft beer that he's cared to see.
I am very satisfied with what I currently have.
Well, yes, Firestone's 18th is getting ready to come out, but I'm pretty sure we're going to get some of that. So,
we get it all.
Yeah.
All the Firestone.
It's hard to be like, oh, I wish that would show up when it probably will.
Yep. So, cheers. give out some cheers. I want to cheers Todalod. Being good to us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Todalod. And, of course, Barrel House. Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. That was very cool of them to tweet us.
And then cheers to the listener, you. That if you've been talking about us to somebody else, cheers to you. Because word of mouth is the best way to promote Perfect Pour. But in any fashion you can promote us, we appreciate it. So tell everyone to listen to Perfect Pour, and then one day we'd be big and we go to GABF.
Yes.
We get press
pass. Very, very big. With no pants.
With no pants. You're like, these guys are fine. They can come in with no pants.
I refuse.
They're the perfect pour.
Yes.
Yes, of course we come in to your beer festival, Denver.
Denver.
Is the Illuminati watching us? Airport.
I make symbol at you. I make symbol.
This is my symbol right here. So cheers to you, listener. Cheers. Just for listening to our,
yes, our Boris craziness. Says cheers to you.
Boys, you got some cheers?
Cheers to Safraguila. Safraguila. Hope I say that right. What terrible Italian I am. Safraguila is enjoying the podcast and the Instagram say so.
Yeah, and their Instagram say so.
Yes. Cheers to I'll Be Bach.
Ah,
yeah, that was one of mine too. But like aisle in a store.
Yes, and Bach is the
Bach
composer.
Bach is in the beer. Oh, okay.
Bach.
I'll Be Bach.
The Bearded Brewer is going to be disappointed on this one. Cheers to the real burrito man.
Such thing exists?
It exists. You are not the real burrito man. This guy is the real burrito man.
I love burritos.
Burritos.
And cheers to BH, which I'm pretty sure stands for Barrel House. BH, Barrels and Bugs.
Bullard High School.
Bullard High School.
Maybe Bullard High School.
Bullard Nights.
That's right.
Bullard High Nights. And Bullard High Days.
All of those.
Puns intended. And, yes. Cheers. Blanket cheers.
Blanket cheers. Mm-hmm. Also a blanket cheers. Peter Brewer.
Reiterate.
2 weeks.
Reiterate. I only have a few. The Tommy Marquez, like I said, he's becoming the craft beer guy.
Awesome.
So he's added me on the Untapped, and we've been talking on the social medias, and he's getting in the cost plus thing, so he's taking over. Then Josh Henderson added me on Untapped, which that's One Nation Under Hops. He's on there now.
One Nation Under Hops.
And then I had an interesting name. Alfredo added me today. And it's Bear Claw No Jelly.
Bear Claw No Jelly.
So
I got it.
Underscore under each, between each word. But it's an interesting name. A little donut reference, if you will.
Love a good beer.
And then a female by the name of Erin, she stopped by the beer garden.
Ooh,
and
a lady. So
seems to
sparkling
lover. She seems be the crafty of
that's
beer
her
girls
name, sparkling lover
on the social medias.
That's a nice name.
I'm jealous.
But yeah, no, she was in town for a baseball game, I believe. And yeah, so they hit up.
Oh, I think I did see that.
Yeah, they hit the full circle. They hit Tioga. I think they went out to Pendragon. They kind of just, from a lot of her photos, I just see beer and baseball. So that doesn't sound like a bad thing.
Like, yeah, because that could confuse me because it was somebody that we follow on Twitter that was like somebody that was like a beer, just a craft beer person that was not local. And then I started seeing like local pictures and I'm like, I'm confused. What's happening?
What is this?
This is a beer person that's in Fresno doing stuff. I'm like, wait, what's happening?
This is my city.
And then my Twitter name got mixed up with the Instagram. So when she would tag the Perfect Pour on Instagram and it would like tweet, it would tag me. So that was interesting, I noticed.
Tag
or
you.
Is it? I think he's hacked us.
It's inside job.
He's one of these young guys that knows computers.
Is that what she asked you for? An inside job, bearded brewer?
What? Where are we? What are we doing?
What? It's what? Late. It's late in the show now. We can, you know.
I like how Mikey's gone rogue and he's actually holding his own microphone.
I know, holding
the mic. He's going to sing us a tune.
No, I am not.
No, and but yeah, those are my cheers that I kind of care about.
Woo! I can't believe you actually met.
Man,
beer celebrity.
You met like a real beer celebrity randomly.
Beer celebrity.
I think like I may have had like a short conversation with her, but I think Stuart was there helping me that day, and he like had a way longer conversation. I think you mean Stuart.
Nice cockblocking, Stuart. Stuart.
I think well, she was there with her boyfriend, but
well, still, come on.
Beer blocking, but anyways. I think she was there like on a Saturday, and I think like she came back. If that's
without
the person.
Without her boyfriend?
No.
To see if the bearded brewer was still working?
No. I hate you guys.
I hate you guys.
Don't embarrass me.
Fuck this.
Don't embarrass me.
I'm going to like take 2 weeks off. I'm going to take a sabbatical. Isn't that what you say?
Nope. No more sabbaticals. You had one last week. That's it. You're done for the year. You've used up all your vacation days from the podcast this year.
None shall pass.
There's another one, Mason Hellcat. Hellcat's beer blog. That's kind of cool.
And Mason? Is it Mason, Georgia?
M-A-S-O-N. I think that's the name. But, let's wrap it up then.
All right.
Hey. Oh, thank you.
We're part of the Dorktown Network of shows.
What?
Yeah.
You're saying we're in the same place of Dorktown right now?
Yeah. So these shows do include Dorktown podcasts.
Yeah.
Which, you know, yeah. Bells and I will reference beer from time to time.
And not us.
And not you guys at all. Yes. And then there's also, for you Fresno listeners, Flowing with Famous for the Culture Podcast.
Quite often.
And then those of you that like Harrison Ford movies, get off my podcast. The Harrison Ford Podcast. So there you go.
I will say the Harrison Ford Podcast does have some awesome tweets. If you happen to find them on the tweeters.
Yeah. Harrison Ford Pod. Yeah. Follow him on Twitter. But there you go.
I'm Bearded Brewer 87. You can find me on all social medias. If you can't find me, suggest me to add that application to my phone.
Like, why aren't you on? Why aren't you on whatever? Fill in new social media thing there.
Smeckle chat.
Aren't you? Are you on Google? You're on Google Plus.
I know I'm on Google.
Let me have one of those.
Yep, Perfect Pour is on Google Plus.
I'm on
Google Plus. The Perfect Pour is there.
I forgot all about that.
I'm on Untapped, on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Kick, Snapchat, Google Voice, Messenger, FaceTime, LinkedIn, Hangouts, MySpace, Google Plus, Foursquare, Places I Pooped, Beer Citizen. Snapchat.
You're breaking Mike's brain right now.
Reddit, Imgur.
Imgur.
And Skype. Let's see if I can find any others right now.
There's got to be something else. Come on. One more.
Yelp. Newegg, eBay, PayPal, FedEx.
PayPal me.
Cycle Meter, SoundCloud.
One more.
Spotify. Yeah, send me music on Spotify. You could pretty much.
Are you Bearded Brewer 87 on all?
You could pretty much find me Bearded Brewer 87 on all of those.
Look at that!
Wow, streamlined.
Or Matt's recording. If it's not one of the two.
Yeah, one of those two. You've got a friend. In the Bearded Brewer, but and whatever network you like to use.
I will try a social media once, twice if I didn't like it.
Uh-huh. Nick, yes. You have something?
Not at all.
Where do you find
I'm giving
after
up.
That? Don't find the Nick 80 on this
beer
social media.
I will probably
medias.
Be hanging out at Eureka Burger.
Yep. Tuesday, steal a glass.
Stool from the left. That's where you find me.
Yeah,
it's a good stool. I like that side.
Yes.
Oh, yes. From the left. Oh, you're back there in the back.
In the back on the whiskey side.
Closer to the, the chalkboard. Yeah.
There's a trapdoor? What?
Yes, trapdoor. Chalkboard.
Okay.
Trapdoor.
Trapdoor. Well, yes. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Of course, you can always review us on iTunes. Maybe clean out that bad review that's just sitting there like a big red light.
We got a W on that one.
And then at Perfect Pour Pod on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, where Nick is waiting for you to talk beer.
Might even give that up.
No, don't you dare. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. PerfectPourPodcast.com. There you go.
Word up.
All the things. Thanks all for listening the to things. The Perfect Pour. Go enjoy having your beer in your city and town. And
send all your Equinox hops
county.
To modern town.
The sun.
Village.
It burns.
Sun burns. Play music now.
Screw you guys, I gotta pee.
I'm gonna take the mic out with Nick as he pees.
For real peeing sounds.
You guys gotta see this.